is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, I'd like to talk to you about encouraging each other and encouraging yourself. Encouragers want to see others do well. They want others to thrive and to move forward. And we should, as Christians, be able to encourage each other in good times and especially in difficult times. Encouragement helps us to live in this crazy, fallen world, continuing with our eyes on God and living His way. It helps us not to be overwhelmed and overtaken by our own trials and testings, because during this time of the coronavirus and racism and all of the other things that are going on, and then our own personal battles, encouragement from someone who is genuine is priceless. And encouragement reminds us that God loves us, and that even though we're going through tough times, the best is still yet to come. At some point in our lives, we all go through tough times. And if you haven't gone through a tough time, then just keep living, because you will. But in recent months, none of us would have ever thought that we would be here in this place of the toughest times we have ever had to face. Not just in one place, but all over the world at the same time. And these times have caused life to come to a halt as we know it. And you know, some of us are creatures of habit, and when things change, it's difficult to function. I read something that Franklin Roosevelt said, and he said that when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. This pandemic has taken a toll on everyone in one way or the other. But I think that after all of this is over, I really think that we will be better people, closer to God, trying to do things God's way, because so many can see that our way is just not working. It's not working. Discouragement is like having an albatross around your neck. And the longer it stays around your neck, the heavier it gets. It will cripple some of us. Some of us will be thrown into a depression, despair, loneliness, and so forth. Just things. It will cause so much negativity, discouragement does. And encouraging each other is just not a hard thing to do. It's not. Because genuine encouragement comes from the heart in a caring and compassionate way. It's not a lot of lip service. Nobody wants to hear a lot of lip service when things are not going right in their lives. They don't want to hear all of that. They want genuine people to talk to them. And you know, people fail sometimes. Even some of the strongest Christians slip away from the tree due to circumstances. During this valley walk we're in, it is easy to get sidetracked. Everything is different, And y'all know that Satan does his best work in chaos. It is so important to remember that our struggle, it's not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We have to encourage each other. It's important that we encourage each other. That's what Paul and the disciples did. They encouraged each other and encouraged people to hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you haven't done it recently, it would be so good if you would just call someone and encourage them in a way that will put a smile on their face and hope in their hearts. We can offer our help in whatever way we can. There are people, older people who live alone and some without families, and there are disabled people who live in facilities, and sometimes just an extra phone call and an extra word of love and compassion makes a world of difference. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for people to come to us. We can reach out and find someone to bless in an encouraging way. You'll be glad you did. You don't know how you'll lift somebody's spirits if you reach out and encourage them in some way. You could possibly change someone's whole outlook. And reach out. Just reach out and lift somebody's spirit with a word of encouragement. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess, because we can trust God to keep his promise. Let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love, and to do good. Let us encourage one another, since you see that the day of the Lord is coming nearer." We know that these are the end times, and I know that it may not seem so, but God is moving in an amazing way to bring the lost to him. So be encouraged and allow God, as only he can do, to lift you out of your pit of discouragement. Ask God to fill you with himself and his inward joy that defeats discouragement. Do not entertain negative conversation from others. Negative conversation from other people will land you back in a pit. And so many people have negative conversation, and we don't want that. Isaiah 34:4 says, "To trust in the Lord forever, he will always protect us." We are going through tough times. We are going through difficult times, and we do become discouraged sometimes, especially when people are blatantly ignoring God, ignoring our mandates, and not caring about others. And I know that this is behavior that's expected in the end times, but it could be so, 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 so different if people would just turn to God. He said he would heal our land if we did that. Sometimes, I just want to talk now about encouraging ourselves, because sometimes we will put ourselves last when it comes to encouragement, but we need encouragement too. And we are encouraging others because that's where our hearts are, and we want our families and our friends to be okay. But we need encouragement too. We need to encourage ourselves. We need to take a step back sometimes and allow God to refresh us, because when we're encouraging each other, sometimes we just, in our hearts, we take on that burden because it just saddens us to see people not do well, and sometimes we become weary down to our very toenails. and you don't know what to say, you don't know what to pray, you begin to wonder if you're praying the right prayer, not praying enough. I don't know how many of you have ever been there, but I have been there. We don't know if we're praying enough when things are not changing. People are still acting foolish, and our souls just get tired. And this is where we have to dig our heels in and trust God's faithfulness. Because when we get weary, Satan runs to the door of our minds to keep us weary, and we can't let that happen. We shouldn't feel guilty or ashamed because we get spiritually tired and need refreshing. God still loves us right where we are, and that's just so amazing, and God is such an amazing God, and He's there for us. He's here for us, and during this time, it's good just to bathe in God's word and just to get into His presence and let His words and just overtake you and refresh you, because God is who He say He is. Matthew 11:28 said, "Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest." That comes from the Good News Bible. Encouragement strengthens us. God knows when we are burdened, and it's just good, like I said before, it's just good to get into His presence and allow Him to restore you. But during this time of weariness and during this time in this place, God may want us to see something about ourselves or in ourselves in that place of weariness. And we need to be careful listeners to what God is saying during that time. And we have to persevere, because if we don't, we'll fall. And we have to persevere, and God will hold us up. And like I said, we must persevere through these hard times. But we are never alone, folks. Never. The Word of God is the nucleus for our encouragement. And when we are encouraged, we can be an encouragement to others. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Encourage someone today. Encourage yourself today. God bless you.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than a fortune or fame. I'd rather be faithful to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords. This world affords. I'd rather have Jesus.
Listen to me.
I thought that I could do a lot on my own. Oh, I even thought I could make it. Lord have mercy. I thought of myself
For me. show me.